We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, follow the bouncing ball of the CDC experts. Seriously, it's like they might as well flip a coin. These people have no credibility. Why should we give any credibility to CDC? Can we just really quickly go over some of the major boners they pulled, Giggity? Okay, number one. Originally, CDC said masks don't work unless it's the N95 mask. But we don't want you, the people, buying the N95 mask, because we need those masks for the medical professionals. Then they changed course and they said, oh no, masks do work. That's what they told us publicly. Privately, in their own email, they were saying the complete opposite. CDC boner number two. This virus was naturally occurring. It was avian spread. Just like the Spanish flu was avian spread. Oh, wait a minute. After people got deplatformed for saying these things on social media about, no, actually, this kind of spike protein was clearly man-made, and in that it originated in Wuhan, China, it's a pretty good guess that it leaked out of the lab there. That was heresy. That was apostasy. We were supposed to trust the experts at CDC. They are the smart people in the room. And if they say it's spread by birds, by golly, it's spread by birds. Oh, but wait a minute. Now the consensus seems to be, yeah, it probably came from the Wuhan lab, because there's no way in hell this spike protein occurred naturally. Okay. Then we have Rochelle Walensky from CDC. I fear impending doom. Now, why is that statement important? Because it shows you that these people who say everything is based on science, ladies and gentlemen, emotion has no place in science. Zero, zilch, nada. Science is based on data. Science is all about statistics and replicatable research. Science is not a feeling, okay? It's not happy. It's not sad. It doesn't fear. It just is. Well, so we know where Rochelle Walensky is coming from. Impending doom. And this was before we really heard a lot about the so-called Delta variant. Number four, I believe we're on. CDC. You know, once you get vaccinated, you can take off the mask. That's why we want you to get vaccinated. We want you to get back into the swing of everyday living. And then today, nope, even if you got vaccinated, we think you need to wear a mask in areas where the Delta variant is spreading. And let me tell you what that means. Let me translate that for you. That means the CDC is going to be recommending everybody, everywhere, wear a mask, even if vaccinated inside, because the Delta variant is more contagious than original COVID-19. It's also less lethal. than the original COVID-19, according to our conversation last week with Dr. Jane Orient of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. And yeah, I absolutely am not a doctor, never claimed to be a doctor. And if I ever have, please point that out to me when I have, because I haven't. But I use doctors who know what they're talking about as sources, and the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, again, they got a lot better track record than CDC does. So after a while, there's a credibility gap. You want to know why people aren't getting vaccinated? It's because CDC and government, we don't believe you anymore. Why should we believe you? You can't tell your ass from a hole in the ground. If every week you are changing, if you're in a relationship like this, it would be considered a toxic relationship. I love you. Well, maybe we should just be friends. I love you. I hate you. I love you. Can we be friends? It would be toxic. CDC has a toxic relationship with the American people. They do not deserve your trust. They don't deserve my trust, because right out of the top of my head, I can list, and you can look this up for yourself online. You can verify it yourself online. I don't have to cite sources for everything I say when it's stuff that everybody can look up. You can only get it wrong so many times before people say, bull, you know what they'd say. And that's what I'm saying. I'm calling bull on the CDC. All right? Now, as far as the vaccination, let's see. I'm looking this up. You'll excuse me. As far as the Delta variant is concerned, this is from Healthline.com. COVID-19 cases are rising in the U.S. The Delta variant has been identified in all 50 states. So remember that part where I just said it's going to mean everybody will be under the CDC recommendation? Well, it's coming soon to a county near you, like the one in which you're listening right now, especially in New York State. The Delta variant is now responsible for more than 83% of new coronavirus infections in the United States, and there's been an increase in hospitalizations. Data so far suggest efficacy rates of more than 67% for Johnson & Johnson, 70, now, and here's a wide range, folks, 72 to 95% for Moderna. That's a very wide range. And 64 to 96% for the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. So the same article goes on to say, even though vaccines offer different ranges of protection, experts say getting fully vaccinated is crucial. Well, what is the benefit of being vaccinated in terms of the way you are going to live your life? If you are vaccinated, and again, folks, if you're vaccinated, you don't need a mask. In fact, we want you vaccinated so much that even with a rising alcoholism rate, we're going to make a big deal out of vaccines and mimosas. Get your shot and then get a shot. Really? That makes a lot of sense. That makes about as much sense as, hey, free cocaine with your Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Why not? Live it up. Party hardy. It doesn't make any sense to me. This whole thing makes no sense. Is this about control? Is this about control? I absolutely think it's about control. It's also about people like Mark Poloncarz and Andrew Cuomo and everybody else who gets in front of the TV cameras. This is their chance to shine. I mean, Andrew Cuomo's supposedly in the middle of a major investigation about sexual harassment. But guess what? Guess what's going to happen? The more we hear about the Delta variant, the less we're going to hear about Andrew Cuomo's hands. Mark Poloncarz, boy, he missed being in front of the cameras. I mean, we're back now to the Tuesday COVID update, and I'm sure we're going to go back to the Tuesday, Thursday COVID update. it has gotten absolutely ridiculous. And may I remind you, all of this paranoia, all of this dread, all of this concern for a disease where even if you are in the most vulnerable group, your survival rate is 98.5%. We have lost our minds as a country. And if we allow them to start restricting our lives again, we deserve exactly what we are going to get. And I'd like to know where you are on this situation. I'm sorry, Mom, but I have to do another masking show. I'm getting some blowback. I'm getting some blowback on, can you do anything but masks? Well, actually, yeah, I can do a lot of stuff but masks, but seems to be where people are going. Seems to be about what people are talking right now. And I think with perfectly good reason. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And by the way, in New York City, firefighters and police officers and teachers, they're being ordered to get the vaccine within a couple of months. Get the vaccine within a couple of months or else. It is Bowerly with you. Welcome, friends. You are in a safe space, just so you are aware of that. Yeah, I'm texting with somebody right now, but it's all for the good of the show. All right, let's get to the calls on WBEN. I think we have entered the absolute surreal. Hey, how come there's vaccine hesitancy? Oh, get vaccinated. You can take off the mask. Oh, wait a minute. You're vaccinated. You have to put the mask on. The Delta variant. And folks, you know if you listen to this show, what did I tell you 6 months ago? They're going to use one of these variants to put us back under lock and key as soon as they possibly can. It is so obviously about control. I want to know by whom and to what end. That's a fair question. Because I do feel, yes, it's an emotional feeling, that it is about control. But I'm not a scientist. If I was a scientist, I have no feelings at all. Let's go to Rambo Jim in North Tonawanda. You are on WBEN. Hello.
Tom, you ready to break the glass? Yes or no?
I don't know what that means. Are we getting married? Do we say Mazel Tov and L'chaim?
No. What does the staff sergeant say? Oh, it's too soon to break the glass. It's time to break the glass. Cowards, if you people would learn your history, you would learn that cowards always get what's coming to them. The ruling class rules over us because we are allowing this to happen. We're too cowardly to arm ourselves and do what needs to be done. Put them in their place. I said it before, and I'm telling you again, I don't care if you don't like it. We need Kristallnacht.
Well, I mean, you have to be careful when you say we need Kristallnacht because...
Talking about going after the politicians!
Right, I know, but you see, when you say we need Kristallnacht, what you're basically saying is we need to burn down synagogues. And I don't really think that's the answer.
What do you mean it's not the answer?
Well, the Kristallnacht reference, you got to be careful with that.
Oh, it's something else. Will it make you feel better? Call it something else.
Well, Jim, what would make me feel better is if you wouldn't yell. Just can you make your point without yelling and screaming?
Freedom.
So what do you do then, Jim? What do you do?
We arm ourselves and show them we mean business.
Okay. Well, most of us are armed.
Have you been watching Patriots Rising?
No, I heard you talking about it the other day, and, you know, it's all good and fine. But what are you saying people should do right now, Jim?
Right now, they should do the exact same thing that the colonists did at Lexington and Concord and Bunker Hill and stand up and be counted like men. And if we die, we die. But we will die on our feet.
Well, I'm not going to be quite as radical as that. What I am going to suggest is that restaurant owners in anticipation of this masking mandate and the masking police from the health department going around and flexing their bureaucratic muscles, because Dr. Burstein can certainly make some more overtime off of the Delta variant, they need to put in a policy where if we don't know you, you can't come in. Sorry, we're full. It's going to be a three-hour wait for a table. Sorry. That way you keep the rats out of the ship that way. I think that's one way to start that doesn't involve, you know, people getting hurt and stuff.
See, that's what I'm talking about, Tom. Freedom comes at the cost of blood, sweat, and tears and loss of life. When are you going to learn your history?
Well, I mean, I'd like to think I know a little bit about it, but see, when you start talking like that, Jim, I got to tell you, you sound insane. And when you start talking about I'm worried that you're going to get some Fed knocking on your door saying, you know, you're not in your right mind, dude. We're taking your guns away.
Knock on my door. Do it.
Well, I see when you talk like that, Jim, you're not representing yourself very well. You're not representing your cause very well.
Tom,
because you sound like a lunatic.
Read a history book.
I've read a few, Jim. Come on. Let's be real.
Well, then you would know that freedom comes at great cost.
Yes, it does. And there are, you know, if you would read the Declaration of Independence, you will see that there were a whole list of things that the colonists did before they ultimately did what they did. They didn't go right to the gunpowder. They had a whole series of steps outlined in the Declaration of Independence that they tried to do that did not work. Now, I agree with you to this point. If we try everything we possibly can to regain our freedom, then I agree with you. If that doesn't work, it is time to go to more drastic measures. But when you yell and scream and start talking about, friend of mine gave me a shotgun, it's a scatter gun, it really, you're going to get yourself in trouble, bro. I'm sorry.
Tom, I'm not afraid. Tom, first of all,
I'm not questioning whether you're afraid or not, but it's just a reality, dude. It's just a reality. People hear you, and they're going to say, you know, this guy probably shouldn't have guns.
Yeah, Tom, this is why we're going to lose the fight. You keep coming up with all these reasons to do nothing.
No, I don't really think you've been listening to me, Jim. I'm going to let you go because, honestly, dude, I'm afraid you don't understand how the game is played. And what you do when you call into a radio show and you start talking about, go for the guns, it's time to start going after the politicians. All you do is you're setting yourself up for basically your firearms to be confiscated because people are going to say you don't have the right mind to own them. I'm sorry, but it's the way it is. I don't know. I'm trying to help you. I'm not trying to hurt you. I'm trying to help you. It is 28 minutes after 4 at News Radio 930 WBEN, and it is Bowerly coming up. We've got the news at 4:30. We're going to have with us soon, not right after the news, but soon, Dr. Jane Orient with her expert opinion. Now, she is a doctor. That'll make Tony and Clarence very happy, I'm sure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All righty. Sorry, I've been multitasking here. We're going to be talking with Dr. Jane Orient, MD, 5:05 p.m. today. She is a medical doctor. She's got every bit of credential as any other medical doctor, and she's executive director of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons about the CDC recommendations. Now, the CDC can't mandate, they can recommend. But what that does is it gives entree to the politicians, especially in the so-called progressive states, which did so well with the nursing home situation, gives them the go-ahead to then use the CDC as the fallback crutch, if you will. Now, as far as Jim is concerned, I brought up the Declaration of Independence, and there's a few things you need to know. First of all, the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson, number one, he identified the enemy of freedom, okay? The King of Great Britain identified the enemy. He then listed a series of serious offenses committed against the colonists. And then, more importantly, he went on to talk about, in the Declaration of Independence, the ways in which the colonists had unsuccessfully and peacefully sought redress. And it was only after that that they, if you will, broke the glass. Now, am I very serious? Do I believe this situation is very, very serious? Yeah, I do. But I think we need to identify the enemy. And can somebody please identify the enemy for me? Because I don't know who it is. Because if this is about controlling us, well, who wants to control us and to what end? That I think we need to know. Maybe you've got some thoughts on that. I don't. But you know, as a general rule, I mean, I hate to tell you guys this, but you know, we have people in law enforcement who listen to this show, and when they hear a call like that, I got to tell you, alarm bells go off in their mind in combination with the call he made the other day to David Bellavia, who does not himself refer to himself as staff sergeant anymore. He's David Bellavia, radio talk show host and Medal of Honor recipient, of course. But you have to understand that when you call in and you sound that unhinged and you talk about a friend who gave you a shotgun, and you're getting into an area where you can easily get a judge to sign off on, hey, this guy shouldn't have firearms. So I'm trying to help Jim. I'm not trying to hurt Jim. I'm trying to help Jim stay out of a sticky situation. We live in a state where, because of the SAFE Act, you know, they literally, not an exaggeration, I can't go into too many details on this, but take my word for it, they tried to take away the firearms of an individual who was caught with fireworks on Independence Day. He was blowing off literally firecrackers, and they tried taking away his firearms. Now, I don't know the adjudication of that particular matter, but I'm just saying, look, I love freedom. I am concerned, but I think it makes a lot more sense to start off with something along the lines of what I suggested. If you're a restaurant owner and you're scared that somebody's going to blow you in because you're not going to make people wear masks in your restaurant, makes a lot more sense. If you don't know the face, they don't come into your restaurant, or you tell them, yeah, you know, we've got a 4-hour wait for a table. Sorry about that. And you go about your business, and you try to avoid the SLA, you try to avoid the health department, and you try to avoid the rats as best as you possibly can. And look, I'm greatly concerned, In fact, maybe even gravely concerned. But until you extinguish and exhaust all legal options, talk of what he was talking about, I think it's premature. Now, maybe I'm a coward. Maybe I am. But I do know a little bit about Thomas Jefferson's writing of the Declaration of Independence and what he was thinking and the way in which he did it. And you can read it yourself online. It's written in kind of an archaic form of English by our standards today, but I think it's fairly straightforward stuff. But, you know, you got to be careful, man, especially in today's climate. Right or wrong, you got to be careful. Let's go back to the calls on WBEN. Here is Jen in Hamburg. Jen, you are on. Hello.
Hi, Tom. How are you today?
I am well, thank you.
I am frustrated, Tom. Today, I had a call from the health department. My daughter, who is 13, tested positive for COVID over the weekend. She has to quarantine. My husband does not have to quarantine as he has the vaccination. I have to quarantine even though I had COVID. I asked them about showing the antibody test, and they did not want to listen to me.
Oh, okay. I have to interrupt you right there. This is absolutely insane. What happened to the antibody tests? I had an antibody test done 2 or 3 months into the virus to see if I had been exposed to it or not. Here's the fundamental question. Why is your natural immunity not given consideration when your husband's vaccinated immunity is? And this is why people do not trust the government.
You're exactly right, Tom. I had questioned her, the health department, on that. I'm like, so if I show you that I had COVID within the last 3 months, it's on your record. You have everything. She said, unfortunately, no, there's nothing they can do. They don't want to hear it. I'm quarantined as well. My husband is free to go out of the house, even though we have a positive case of COVID in our house. He can go as he pleases. I don't know about you, but I have not heard any science on him not being able to carry it because he's vaccinated. Where is the liability? Where is the common sense? There is none.
Well, yeah, liability and common sense are two different issues. I'd focus on the common sense first. And the common sense is why, I mean, let's just walk through this really simply. Why did your husband get vaccinated?
For the simple reason of death and preventing death and further illness.
And why else did he get vaccinated? He was hoping to achieve what?
You know what? And that's a good question.
Immunity.
I don't know.
Immunity. Yes. He was hoping to achieve immunity through vaccination, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Now, you had COVID. Therefore, you have the antibodies that fight COVID. You have natural immunity, correct?
Correct.
So at the end of the day, at the end of the race, there's no difference really between your immunity and your husband's immunity, except that your immunity, again, depending on which source you want to believe, yours might actually be stronger and longer lasting than his.
Yeah, that's the pondering question, Tom.
So, okay, what do you make? Do you believe that this is this is all about control of the American people?
I didn't until I spoke with the health department today. I'm starting to believe that, yes.
And let's identify the enemy. And this is, I'm looking for people's answers on this. Who is trying to control us?
I'm assuming the government or the CDC. I don't understand what the difference is. There's so many different things floating around, so many different answers, so many different opinions, and nobody seems to have answers.
Well, the problem, and I thank you, Jen, for your phone call. It makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever. Mm-hmm. You have natural immunity. Your husband has vaccinated immunity. And there should be no difference at the end of the day in how each of you goes about living your life. Oh, by the way, your 13-year-old daughter with COVID, is she at death's door?
No, no.
Now, how's she doing?
She's fine. She's just running a fever, typical COVID symptoms, but she will live. And no, I have no plans on getting her vaccinated either.
Well, if she's already got COVID, you know, just like you, she is supposed to develop immunity that her own body developed because she is in a very low risk group. And she should be, obviously not a doctor, did I mention that? But obviously she should be just fine because it's a very low risk group. The statistics are totally on your side.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you for the call. I'm sorry that you're going through that. Doesn't make any sense to me. Dr. Jane Orient will be here 5 o'clock. She's going to take your telephone calls. So where is this all going? I mean, I'll tell you. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I am very, very, very concerned. I do not like the fact that we have people who are supposed to be experts in disease, who once again, for what, the 7th time, the 8th time, the 20th time, they have reversed course. And they wonder why people have hesitancy about taking their advice on getting the vaccine. Why would you trust people who can't get their act together on COVID? I have enumerated some of the major boners that have been pulled by CDC, the mistakes they have made, and now, today, we see a reversal again. Remember, get vaccinated so you can lose the mask. Oh, if you get vaccinated, your kid won't have to wear a mask in the fall. Now they're saying, well, this Delta variant, you know, this is different. So even with a vaccine, you have to wear a mask inside. That's what we're suggesting. And they can't mandate it. They can suggest it. But what this does is it gives high ground to the politicians out there who want to control your life. Ron DeSantis in Florida? No. Andrew Cuomo in New York? Absolutely. Gavin Newsom in California? Absolutely. I mean, they're already doing this in some cities across America. Let's see. We've got L.A., Las Vegas, St. Louis, and then I see Philadelphia as well in on that. And we're going to get more information coming up with Dr. Jane Orient, kind enough to join us from the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. She is a qualified medical doctor. She is just as qualified as anybody else as a doctor to talk about COVID-19 and the Delta variant and what makes sense and what doesn't. And if you have a question that you'd like to ask a real live doctor, because having a dead doctor on the show would be not good radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!